Thank you so much. Yes, indeed. It is Mike and Kim with The Good Stuff. And we're delighted to be with you on this very last day of 2024.
Yeah, it is. The minutes are ticking away, aren't they?
They are. I'm not sure what Mike has found, but I've got resolutions for avoiding misery and some New Year's thoughts coming up.
I might have something from Slim McNaught today. We'll see.
Very good. Indeed. Let's talk tri-state livestock news, shall we? Local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads. You find all of that in tri-state livestock news. And that's not all. They want to wish you a very sincere, happy 2025. Check them out, tsln.com, to get your subscription today.
Rick and Lynn Shippey at Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota, want to wish you the best of 2025. If you're buying, selling, or auctioning land, or just looking into it in 2025, give Rick and Lynn a call at Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota.
And Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche. They are so thankful for their customers and their community. And the holidays are a time to open our hearts, pause, reflect, and pray for good things to come. Have a blessed, happy New Year as we turn the leaf tonight.
All right. What were you going to share with us today?
Resolutions for avoiding misery. Choose to love rather than hate. Choose to smile rather than frown. Choose to build rather than destroy. Choose to persevere rather than quit. Choose to praise rather than gossip. Choose to heal rather than wound. Choose to give rather than take. Choose to act rather than delay. Choose to forgive rather than curse. And choose to pray rather than despair. Not sure who wrote that, but it's Resolutions for Avoiding Misery.
Well, I know who wrote this, and it's called Old Year Blessings by Slim McNaught. So here we go. Appropriate for this last day of the year.
Very good.
This morning, I went to feed the horses. Old Sorrow's my bud at feeding time. And while they munched on grain and hay, I contemplated the line. These horses mind me of folks I know, each one with a different need. One mare lays her ears back. She's mighty jealous of Phoebe. There's just some that eat and make their way without any fuss or bother. Some think that they're above the rest and high on the pecking order. And as I watch these horses feed, I think of neighbors and friends, and I wonder how many on this last day feel blessed as the old year ends. I'm thinking how some are friendly to all and some who look down on me, and those so busy grasping wealth that they miss a life that could be. Then there's those who just do their work and you never hear them complain. Even when times are tough on them, they're a comfort when you're in pain. So on the last day of this old year, I'm thankful to the Lord above for the folks that he put around me here and the bounty we got from his love. Because we humans are much like these horses, with our bickering and jealous ways, and along with the horses, he fills our needs, watching over us each day. So I'll just go on taking care of them, these creatures that God put there, and scratch old Sorrow behind the ears when he comes around for his share. To mind the master, I'll do my best to give him his due here, for all the blessings he's pitched to me, and with faith ride into the new year. Slim McNaught out of New Underwood, South Dakota, had wrote that and submitted that to The Good Stuff.
I have a piece by Bruce Sada that I thought was really good. It's as a storybook, a little different way to look at things. When I was young, I'd sow some oats and generally carouse. I guess I like to socialize with people more than cows. Then I met my wife-to-be who turned my life around. She taught me how to reach for dreams with both feet on the ground. We got married, kept the cows, and had a couple kids. Most every night, I'd read to them till they got droopy lids. Seems I blinked and they were gone. They sure did grow up fast. Those books became reminders of the good times in the past. Now tonight is New Year's Eve, a chance to raise some heck and wake up in the morning just a feeling like a wreck. No thanks, I'll pass, because three grandkids are going to stay the night. I dug out those old storybooks and they're a welcome sight. Father Time has got this world a marching to his beat, and sure enough, another year is practically complete. Once a famous poet wrote that all the world's a stage, but I see it as a storybook, and it's time to turn the page.
And of course, if you'd like to send something to The Good Stuff, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com.
And we're sending out a safe driving message from WW Tire Service. They have 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota, and they want you to have a very happy new year, and especially a safe one in 2025. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we would love to thank you all so sincerely. Our advertisers, our listeners, those that contribute, and especially Jim Thompson and his wife, Sherry. Happy New Year from The Good Stuff.